specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pogled. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, jer mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.
Progresivnost za liberalno tančico. Lepo pozdravljeni v oddaji Balkan Express. Tokrat je na sporedu Bolgarija. Pod drobnogled smo vzeli bolgarsko kampanjo za uvedbo progresivnega obdavčenja. Kampanja z nazivom Zaustavimo motor neenakosti se v Bolgariji bije že mesece. Njen cilj pa je preko davčnih sprememb opolnomočiti revnejše in delovne dele bolgarske družbe. Kljub temu, da se je kot pobuda nekaj manjših nevladnih organizacij začela relativno skromno, je v nekaj mesecih uspela vase vključiti velike dele civilne družbe. Zastavljeni cilji so nekajkrat preseženi. Kampanja in njene zahteve so v bolgarski družbi dobile dovolj politične legitimnosti, da jih politični oblastniki ne morejo več ignorirati. Kar posebej preseneča v kampanji Zaustavimo motor neenakosti je obseg sodelujočih. Predvsem pa vsebina zahtev, ki neposredno naslavljajo socialne neenakosti bolgarske družbe. Tovrstne mobilizacije so bile doslej na bolgarski politični sceni praktično neobstoječe, a prihajajo z določeno ceno. Več levih organizacij, ki v kampanji sodelujejo, je zavestno prevzelo liberalno govorico, da bi uspele nagovoriti spontano in strokovno liberalno javnost. Bolgarska davčna ureditev je izredno regresivna. 10 let mineva od uvedbe enotne davčne stopnje ter ukinitve davčnih olajšav za tiste z najnižjimi dohodki. Prav 10. obletnica je bila izpostavljena kot pomemben trenutek, ko se lahko rezultate davčnih sprememb kritično vrednoti in davčno ureditev zamaje. Idejo kampanje pojasni Georgij Medarov, predavatelj na Univerzi v Plovdivu.
The idea was to do this campaign because it is 10 years after after a liberal tax reform that was made in 2007, which included the introduction of flat income tax, as well as the removal of the tax deductible minimum. That means that before 10 years, what we used to have is like what it exists in all other European Union countries, actually, there are certain parts, like, for example, minimum wage is not taxed with income tax. But this has been removed, so everybody now has to pay 10% flat income tax.
Medarov nadalje pojasnjuje, katere organizacije so se kampanji pridružile.
About the organizations that are involved, it's a very broad coalition that includes some left small left NGOs, which kind of started the initiative, but it was supported eventually by more organizations, by some center left parties, some left wing parties also, but also one of the big union confederations. We have 2 big union confederations, which is not necessarily left wing; it's a quite mainstream organization. So it was also supported by them as well. And by some media as well.
Čeprav so torej kampanjo lansirale manjše nevladne organizacije, se je ta razmahnila do te mere, da sedaj vključuje tudi eno izmed 2 glavnih sindikalnih konfederacij v državi. Prav sindikati so se izkazali za ključne pri glavni aktivnosti kampanje, zbiranju podpisov, ki bodo omogočili razpravo o zahtevah v parlamentu. Medarov pojasni, kako je kampanja potekala ter kako ključni so bili sindikati.
All other organizations were involved on certain levels, but for example, the organization that I am from, which as I mentioned, is a small NGO that focuses on research. So it's kind of a few researchers And what we did, and we are based mostly in Sofia. So when we don't have the capacity to collect as much signatures as others, because, like 5-10 people, they're quite limited in how many signatures they could collect. But we just use standard, methods with a table on the street or in a park or in the or next to the metro station and so on and so forth. But what was more effective in terms of numbers of signatures that were collected were the bigger organizations, especially the unions, because they have the organizational structural base in order to do this. Because unionists were going, for example, inside factories and asking their colleagues to sign and so on. So this was a more efficient way to do it. So in a way, this showed us that only for smaller organizations based in the capital, predominantly, it's not so easy to make a popular campaign. So it is important to reach out to organizations that have already well-established structures, like unions, for example.
Preden nadaljujemo z vsebino in načini vodenja kampanje za progresivno obdavčitev, poglejmo, kakšna je bila davčna ureditev Bolgarije zadnjih 10 let, ter s katerimi argumenti in obljubami je nastala. Ivajlo Atanasov, novinar, ki v kampanji sodeluje preko levega medijskega portala Barikada, katerega član je, pojasni bolgarsko davčno situacijo v kontekstu Evropske unije.
Bulgaria is the only country in the European Union that has in no way a tax relief for the people with low or middle income. It changed 10 years ago when that kind of relief was removed. And when a flat tax was introduced in Bulgaria, all income is taxed with 10% flat tax, the highest ones and the lowest ones equally. So this is an unlimited source of inequality in our society. And you can see from the Eurostat statistics that Bulgaria in 2016 is the country that is with highest inequality in Europe. Almost 8 times difference in income between the 20% richest and 20% poorest part of the population, and twice bigger gap than this in Slovenia. This tax system is quite unjust from a European point of view, and we are willing to change it. We think that 10 years of rising inequality in Bulgaria is just quite enough and must be changed.
Ena izmed obljub in napovedi takratnih vplivov bolgarskih liberalnih strokovnjakov je v ospredje postavljala neposredne tuje investicije. Količina teh naj bi z regresivnimi davčnimi ukrepi, sprejetimi pred desetletjem, močno narasla, ter s tem ojačala bolgarsko ekonomijo in posledično življenjski standard. Zgrešenost tovrstnih obljub in napovedi komentira Atanasov.
These changes in taxation were introduced with the motif that they will draw lots of more foreign investments to Bulgaria. And the other part of the motivation was that it would turn the shade part of the economy back into taxation. None of these two happened in the 10 years later, even exactly the opposite, according to the official statistics of the foreign investment. Investment was falling rapidly in the last 10 years. In 2007, Bulgaria became part of the European Union. And in these years, the foreign investment in Bulgaria was very high. It dropped more than 10 times since then. And now most of the foreign investment in Bulgaria is supposed to be coming from offshore zones and probably Bulgarian investment that is trying to avoid taxation. So basically, Bulgaria has no foreign investment at this time. And the flat tax and the lowest corporate tax in Bulgaria, which is 10% also introduced 10 years ago, had no positive effect in foreign investment in Bulgaria. Also, the part of the shade economy is falling with the same rate as it falls in the other parts of the European Union. So there is no effect on the taxation system.
Zdaj, ko smo pojasnili dosedanjo situacijo, se premaknimo na same spremembe, za katere se bori kampanja. Medarov pojasni, kakšne so zahteve, ter nakaže, v čem so lahko tudi problematične.
First demand was this demand to reintroduce tax deduction on minimum income, meaning the first 230 euro, which is the current minimum wage in Bulgaria, not to be taxed. It is not a radical demand, quite on the contrary, it's quite mainstream demand, and it's something that is existing in all other European Union member states. And the other demand was also a mainstream demand to have a differentiation in VAT, meaning that to have lower VAT on certain types of goods, like basic food, medicine, books, and so on and so forth. And we wanted on purpose to use this very mainstream demand in order to be able to use the language of, like, we want Europeanization of tax system and so on and so forth, so to mimic in a way the liberal mainstream language, but to expose certain contradictions in the sense that we could appropriate this language and show that the mainstream neoliberal experts would all of a sudden step back and would say, no, 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 we should not follow other European Union members in everything and so on. So it's a quite a tricky tactic, maybe, because we, in a way, set limits to what we could demand maybe in future. So we had some internal debate. But nevertheless, it was a success because we managed, through this mainstream, as I mentioned, demand, put forward by mostly leftist NGOs, to put forward a more critical debate on the current tax system and its social effects.
Medarov ne skriva, da gre v kampanji za precej nenavadno taktiko, kjer večinoma levi akteri prevzemajo besednjak spontane ideologije domnevno liberalne javnosti. Na eni strani igrajo na splošna negativna čustva velikega dela tistih, ki davke razumejo kot splošno slabe. Na drugi strani pa se sklicujejo na pomembnost tako imenovane evropeizacije. Ta leitmotiv bolgarskega razmišljanja o boljši in evropski prihodnosti pa organizacije seveda niso ponotranile. Zakaj torej v kampanji sploh ni omenjena progresivna obdavčitev, ki je bolj ali manj skriti cilj večine sodelujočih organizacij? Komentira Medarov.
We wanted to do this campaign in order to push for some public debate on the question of the effect of the tax reform, but we did not demand introduction of progressive taxation directly, even though most of us think that in the long term we should have a progressive tax system. But we wanted to call for this introduction of a tax deductible minimum on minimum wage, meaning that the first around 230 euro of each income, regardless, does not have to be minimum wage, not to be taxed. In order to show that when we demand this, which is in a way in line with the liberal hegemony, with the liberal mainstream, that is in a way we ask for a tax reduction, for a tax cut, and we wanted to show that this demand will be met by neoliberals with kind of an aggressive stance, which happened. So they all of a sudden said, no, this is not possible, la, 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 we really need these taxes and so on. So we wanted to expose the class nature of the supposedly nominally flat tax system.
Koliko razumemo Medarova, vsaj del sodelujočih v kampanji nastopa precej konspirativno. Eden pomembnejših ciljev je tako liberalce izučiti o nekonsistentnosti njihovih političnih in ekonomskih pozicij ter dokazati razredno naravo sedanje davčne ureditve, ki večje breme nalaga delovnemu ljudstvu. Logika je takšna. Liberalci, če ste za manjše davke, sodelujte tudi v zmanjševanju davkov, ki jih sicer plačujejo najšibkejši. Drug pomemben moment prevzemanja mainstreamovske govorice je govor o evropeizaciji. Atanasov v pogovoru z nami ni tako odkrit o resničnih implikacijah zahtevanih sprememb. Zdi se, da argumente, naslonjene na fantazije o boljši evropski prihodnosti, želi prodati tudi radiju Študent. Pa vendar gre zgolj za to, da je Evropska unija uporabljena kot primer skupka držav, kjer težko najdemo takšno, ki bi imela regresivnejšo davčno ureditev od Bolgarije. Oportuno sklicevanje je torej zgolj in samo popularni govor. Sploh, če privzamemo, da evropski trendi zadnjih let prej kažejo tendence oziroma opuščanja elementov progresivnega obdavčenja, kot pa stabilne standarde pravične davčne ureditve. Prisluhnimo torej Atanasovu in razlogom, zakaj ste bili v kampanji izbrani ravno ti dve zahtevi.
We choose these two topics basically because they would affect fast in a year or two people from the lowest income group because they would get tax relief, significant tax relief, either by reducing their income tax with 10%, of course, and a bit with almost 100%, I mean, because they would pay most of them no taxes in the form of income tax, and they will pay a little more of VAT taxes because most of their consumption is consisted with these products that we want to reduce the tax on, like food, water, also some kind of medicine stuff, and so on. Bulgaria is the country with the highest rate of population linked at the risk of poverty and social exclusion in the European Union. So this portion must be reduced immediately, not just because of the moral arguments, but the economic ones, because when you have 40% of the population living in risk of poverty, this is a lost chance for the economy, for the development, because these people do not consume properly, they do not educate themselves properly, they do not take enough good health care. They are living in deprivation, basically. And when I say 40% of the population, you must notice that this means almost half of the elderly people, almost half of the children, which is a serious problem for our a social contribution system, and of course the educational system. And this means also one fourth of the working people are living in risk of poverty and social inclusion, which is a serious problem. That means that getting job in Bulgaria doesn't mean you won't be poor. So this is motive for a lot of people to immigrate or to live to work illegally so they can rise their income. And all this must be changed in very short terms if Bulgaria is to be developing towards the average European indicators of economic development.
Pomudimo se nekoliko še pri skrivni radikalnosti kampanje. Medarova smo vprašali, kako so se na kampanjo odzvali dežurni liberalci.
Was the usual reaction? Was attacks on the organization's politics or kind of a more general accusations, but never going on about the concrete arguments and demands that we have, because the way we have framed them, liberals cannot really kind of have a rational argument in there. And sometimes they have another reaction was saying that if we have this demand fulfilled, this would in effect mean less revenue for the budget, so this has to be compensated in some way. And this was also in a way our idea to make them agree that to make them admit that in a way the supposedly as I said flat tax system, but in a way working people are paying disproportionately more. And if we kind of cut the taxes for the working people and for lower income groups, then certain form of progressive taxation has to be imposed. So we wanted those to make some liberals make this claim. And in a way, they did sometimes when they went into our argument, they kind of admitted that, okay, this is all over Europe, blah, 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 but in most other countries, there is also a progressive tax system.
Ples radikalne javnosti z liberalno je precej zanimiv. Medarov se strinja, da bi bilo potrebno izpad prilivov v proračun, ki bi ga prinesla uresničitev zahtev kampanje, nekako nadomestiti, a ugotavljanje kako prepušča liberalca. Preden se vrnemo k težavi izpada prilivov v proračun, preučimo nekoliko splošne bolgarsko-ekonomsko, davčno in proračunsko situacijo. Atanasov.
Bulgaria gets most of its tax revenue from taxation of the consumption, more than 50% of it, and very little from direct taxes to the income and to the corporate revenues. So, you know, the in European Union, these parts are usually equal. I mean, about 35% comes from indirect taxes and about 30% from direct taxes, and the other goes to the social contribution system. This is very different in Bulgaria because we are taxing mostly the consumption. So reducing a VAT tax would be move towards more alike to the European taxation system in Bulgaria. Of course, this in combination with the tax relief at the minimum wage will mean a lot of missed income for the fisc. It's about 1 million level, which is half billion euros and 750 million euro. So it's a big sum for Bulgarian fisc. So it would have to find Bulgaria have to find another way to fill its budget. So we are not proposing exactly how to do this because we have a government which can find very, very many other forms of taxation in which to fill the fisc.
Tudi Atanasov organizacij vključenih v kampanjo torej ne vidi kot tiste, ki naj bi naslovile težavo morebitnega izpada prilivov v proračun. Pa vendar smo uspeli izvedeti za eno izmed rešitev, za katero se sam zauzema.
One of them, maybe the most obvious, is the social contribution system. Actually in Bulgaria, in the moment, we have regressive level of the tax that goes to contribution, the social contribution system. Because there is a upper limit of the income that is being taxed for the pensions and the healthcare system. If you get less than 1500 euros, you pay the full price. You pay around 13% of your income to the social contribution system. But if you get like 10,000 euros, you will pay less than 2% for this because there is a upper limit of the taxation. So removing of this regressive tax would provide a lot more money to the fisc. So there are a lot of ways, basically in 27 other European countries, our government would find different ways of filling the gap which would be opened of this tax relief for the poorest members of our society. There are a lot of ways. And even Bulgaria, 10 years ago, when it was very more poor country, it was a poorer country than now, Bulgaria used to find a way to fill the fisc. So it shouldn't be impossible to do so now.
Zelo dobro artikulirana rešitev Atanasova pa ne bo našla poti med zahteve. Razlog ne mara tiči prav v uspešnosti kampanje, ki je prvič povezala tako različne dele civilne družbe. Zedinjenje tako lahko poteka zgolj pri osnovnih zahtevah. Več Atanasov.
Since there are a lot of organizations, almost 20 different organizations, like parties, citizens, initiatives and syndicates, most of them have different visions on that how should be filled the Bulgarian fisc. So what we could agree on was that the budget shouldn't be filled with the severe taxation of the poorest members of our society. So that was the basis that collected all these organizations. And we would agree with any politic that is approaching this result.
Kljub nenavadnemu, skoraj konspirativnemu načinu vodenja kampanje nekaterih organizacij, moramo vendarle priznati, da je kampanja zaenkrat precej uspešna. Za ponazoritev prisluhnimo Medarovu, ki opisuje aktivnosti kampanje ter preseganje zastavljenih ciljev.
The main activity was the signature collection. because in our legislation we have this possibility for initiative. If an initiative collects certain number of signatures in 1 month, and a bit more than 1 month, they have the right to submit these signatures to Parliament, and this has to be debated by the parliamentarians. So our idea was to collect between 5,000 and 10,000 signatures, which for this type of an initiative, it's a lot for Bulgaria because we don't have like a good financial support, and issues on social inequalities are usually not complained about. But we managed, due to the help of the unions mostly, to collect 30,000 signatures, which had been submitted to Parliament last week. And we met with some MPs to debate on this. And then we have this week also meetings with different political parties, both the ruling party and some of the opposition parties, to debate on our demand. And the timing is now also because now the budget is being debated and it's going to be voted in the next week, the budget for next year. So this was the main methods of the campaign. As I said, signature collection, which were submitted in Parliament in order to make the main political parties discuss with us.
Tovrstno delovanje, ki je zmožno mobilizirati toliko prebivalstva, je novost. Posebej, ker se odmika od klasičnih tem, kot so okoljevarstvo, prostotrgovinski sporazumi, gensko spremenjeni organizmi, na katerih zadnjega četrt stoletja vsaj delno uspeva bolgarska levica. Tokrat v ospredje prihajajo teme socialne pravičnosti. Za konec nas je zanimalo, kakšna so pričakovanja naših sogovorcev glede usode kampanje ter njenih zahtev. Atanasov predlagane ukrepe zagovarja, tudi stališča splošnih blagodejnih učinkov na ekonomijo, zato verjame v njen uspeh. Medarov sicer dvomi, da bo do sprememb prišlo letos ob sprejemanju proračuna. Saj ne bi za to bilo že prepozno, a verjame, da sta pozitivna učinka kampanje dva. Prvič. Zahteve bodo relevantne ob sprejemanju proračuna naslednje leto, ko se bodo parlamentarne stranke morale opredeliti do zahtev. In drugič, sodelovanje organizacij v kampanji omogoča trajnejšo platformo za organiziranje boja za socialno pravičnost. Uspeli pa smo pridobiti še izjavo vodje avtonomnega delovskega sindikata iz Varne, Evgenija Nikitina, o uspešnosti kampanje. S tem, oziroma s to izjavo, zaključujemo današnji Balkan Ekspres.
We hope that some of the big parties will take these proposals and try to push it through parliament and create some parliamentary commission to discuss and actually fulfill these demands. And maybe because the demands are not specifically ultra left or whatever, that it can be taken even by some centrist party. And they can use all the publicity that we make so they can gain some political profit of it. No, we don't care. We just want this to happen.
Balkan Express je pripravil Mladen Zobec.
Specifični, dobri, stari, srpsko-hrvatski, koji postoji samo za slovenački pokret. To je zapravo, ja mislim, jezik iz stare Jugoslavije, slovenačke nomenklature, birokratije u Beogradu. Tako da.
Bratstvo i jedinstvo je završeno, vreme je da se upoznamo, se pravi bratstvo i jedinstvo je končano, čast je da se spoznamo, ja mislim da je to demagogija.
Balkan Express. Vsako drugo sredo, točno opoldne.